Are you having problems with your combat encounters being just too easy for your players? If you are, you're probably making this mistake. Let's talk about it, what you can do to fix it. Let's get into it. If you're unfamiliar, Starfinder uses the challenge rating system. This is a very common system that's used in many RPGs like Dungeons & Dragons. You will also find this in Pathfinder. CR, or your challenge rating, is supposed to represent the rough power of a monster, just in case you were not familiar with this. Bear with me, as we walk through this, we are going to have to do a little bit of math. Now, what Paizo had intended when they came up with this CR system, or when they implemented the CR system, it's designed around a party of four and one game master. The dungeon wizards at Paizo have also come up with a few adjustments that you can make if your party is larger than five or less than four. You can find these on page 388 of the core rulebook. There will be a link to one of those in the description below if you do not have one. The way we go about doing this is first we need to find your average party level, or your APL. It's very easy to do this. Add up all of your character levels, divide them by the number of players, that is your APL. Let's pretend you have four players, they are all at level three. If you do the math, they will come to an average party level of three. Now, if you're one of those GMs who doesn't keep everyone at the same level, because if you don't show up, you don't get experience, the math becomes a little bit different, and there is an exception to a generally held rule when you use this method. Let's use an example that you have four players, two of them are at level four, two of them are at level five. Your average party level, I would rule in this case, would be five. The math on this is two level fours plus two level fives is 18 total levels, divided by four players gives you 4.5. Now, the core book says you go to the nearest whole number, whether that's up or down. In most cases, you will always round down in Starfinder, except for here. I would rule that you would want to bump that one up just a little bit if you wanted to give your players just a little bit more of a challenge. If you want to make it a little easier, then just roll it back to number four, at least in this specific scenario. Now, let's say you have a party of three. You do the same math process that I've just gone through, except for on your final result, just minus one. And let's say you had six players. Again, the same math occurs, but your end result adds one instead. The reason for this is if you have less than three players, or up to three players, they do not have the action economy if you throw a lot of monsters at them. The opposite is true if you have six or more players. I would argue if you have more than six, you should really split that group into two groups. Once you know what this final number is, this average party level number, we can start looking at the Paizo chart and figure out what kind of encounter we want to throw at our players. How hard do we want it to be? Do we want to make it easy? Or do you really want to make them shit their pants? When I'm designing encounters, I'm usually looking for the challenging encounter, which is average party level plus one. The reason you need to know this is once you know the difficulty, we can then start to look at the CR equivalencies chart and figure out how many creatures we need or what we can do to match things up there. Now what we can do is look at the experience awards chart and figure out what level of encounter we're going to design for our players. The way that this is supposed to work is it's a experience point pool. You will look at the challenge rating of the encounter you want to design. You will get a pool of experience points, and that's what you will use to buy monsters, buy traps. Basically, any encounter that they run into, this is what you should be looking at to figure out how much experience they're going to get and how much you have as a GM to work with. The reason that it's important to also look at traps and consider those in your experience calculations, if you go solely for the monsters, you're missing out on a whole aspect of combat. So let's look at one of our four-person groups where the average party level was five. If you want to make a challenging encounter, you will be looking for a CR6. You could buy three CR3 monsters, which would put you at a total of six, and you should have some experience left over to purchase traps. Next, we need to talk about money. Money, 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 money! On page 391 of the core rulebook, Paizo gives us some guidance on what wealth level characters should have. What this means is the total value of their weapons, their items. It should not exceed this number, otherwise they may be a little overgeared. And if your players are overgeared, then your combats are just going to, they're going to steamroll them, essentially. Now, it becomes a bit of a balancing act, being able to juggle giving your players money, giving them experience. Everybody needs to get something for completing a task, or that party who isn't murder hobos and didn't kill everybody that you threw at them. And when you do mix in giving credits or free credits, allow your players the time to actually go and spend it. That's just more of a side note. When you're looking at this wealth table, it does not actually take into consideration things like your starship. And like I said, this might be another reason that your players are steamrolling your combats. If you've overgeared them, absolutely they're going to just plow through anything you throw at them. So try to make sure that overall, your characters don't have more gear than what they're supposed to for their level. On page 391 of the core rulebook, there is a wealth table, and it's more of a suggestion on how much money your player should get for each encounter. If you've been too generous with items, or if you've been too generous with money and they're buying equipment that's just above their level, absolutely they are going to be better equipped to deal with the challenges that you're throwing at them. This can definitely be a bit of a juggling act between knowing how much XP do I award, how much cash do I award for the players. Because if you overdo it in one area, you're again gonna skew the power balance. And it doesn't have to fit this model exactly every time. You can give a little bit more experience here, a little bit less or more cash over here. This is more of an art than it is science. The third thing that we can look at to maybe help out your combat encounters is maybe they're just boring. Maybe there isn't enough going on. It can be a bit of a slog if all you're doing is plowing through enemies and there's no mechanics or there's no dangerous terrain, for example, that your players have to be aware of. Using mechanics can create dynamic, interesting combats, especially if you use this on a boss fight. Many of you will have played enough video games to know what I'm talking about. It's more than just throwing more monsters at your players. If they're too powerful, then your players won't be able to hit them, at least not consistently. And if they're too weak, then they can't pose a threat to your players. So the only other thing that you can do to add tension in your combats is come up with some fun encounter design. Maybe have a moving danger square that if they step on it, it hurts them. Maybe there's some electrified flow of water that is coming through, and maybe it comes through different pipes. Maybe it's just a static danger, but now your players can use it to their advantage. Your enemies can try to push them into it. Your players can try to push the enemies into it, and then you get that little bit of extra bonus damage. Maybe some turrets just pop out of the back, and they shoot at the mage who thinks he's safe behind the vanguard. If you are going to do something that's a little bit more complex in terms of a encounter design or an encounter mechanic, then give some mini versions of it. Give some hints as your players move along. Hopefully they'll be able to piece together the mechanics. They'll be able to understand what's happening when they see it. And if they don't, then you can totally exploit them for it and kill them all. Lastly, there is a bit of a clarification around some skill checks and the math behind that as well. I've been making this mistake for a long time, and clearly enough of you have been making it, so I figured I'd better share it. Paizo, I love you. I love you, I love your product, I love your games, I love your company. However, this one piece, I don't know why it's written like this. When you're doing your calculations to figure out what kind of DC your players have to pass for a skill check, it's not 1 minus half, it's 1.5 times average party level. Your skill check guidelines can be found on page 392 as well. If you're going for an easy encounter, it's going to be 10 plus 1.5 times the party level. If it's challenging, it's going to be 15 plus 1.5 times the average party level. And finally, a challenging check is going to be 20 plus 1.5 times the party level, or average party level. You can obviously set these at whatever you want, but these are Paizo's guidelines. For me, I was doing the math wrong, just because of the way that this looks. Now the final number when you are doing the math for these DC checks, this is always rounded down if you get one of those half numbers. I guess technically the proper formula would be 1.5 times average party level plus whatever you're doing, 10, 15, 20. You know, bed mass, that stuff that we learned in high school. Something else you can consider as well, if you wanted to make some very hard checks, you can go even further than that. I wouldn't modify anything past 10. I would add an extremely hard check at 25, plus 1.5 times average party level, but that's just me. Question of the day for you. Are you one of those GMs who make someone automatically pass or fail a check, whether they roll a natural 20 or a natural 1? Or are you the GM who might make a check that's so difficult, even if you rolled a natural 20, you still don't get to complete the task because it was just too hard? Thank you to all of my patrons who have supported me thus far and continue to do so. If you would like to learn a little more about prepping for your first Starfinder game, please check out this on the screen now. And if you're new to GMing, maybe this playlist about Absalom Station will help you get started with your game. My name's Nathaniel. Thanks for stopping by, everyone.